Many still have no power, no water, no sewer service. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. About 600,000 homes and businesses without electricity still in Florida after Hurricane Ian hit. Congressman Greg Stubbe tells Fox crews of a lot of work to do.
Which is going to take, in some places, I've been given estimates, 6 to 8 weeks in Fort Myers.
That's the area Ian hit first and hardest.
In Lee County, Sarasota County, the lines to get gas are long as people have been waiting hours to fill up their tanks or standing in lines to fill up gas cans. And with so many homes just wiped out, thousands are left with nowhere to go, no running water, no power. Shelters in Florida are packed with thousands with little to nothing to left to go home to.
That's Fox's Lauren Blanchard in Naples. Ian is blamed for at least 68 deaths, most of them in Florida, where President Biden will visit on Wednesday. Today,
both he and the First Lady, they're going to be in Ponce, Puerto Rico amid the fallout of Hurricane Fiona. The storm, which hit the island roughly 2 weeks ago, left behind a lot of damage. An estimated 100,000 people still without power this morning. And over the weekend, the president vowed to get Puerto Rico the relief it needs.
Fox's Mark Meredith. The Supreme Court's new term starts today with new Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson hearing her first case related to the Clean Water Act, affirmative action, and voting rights among key cases this term. Ukraine is retaking even more areas Russia had taken in a counteroffensive days after Russia annexed four regions.
Russian President Putin claims the people living here are now Russian citizens, though his troops relentlessly shell their roads and villages. Civilians in eastern Ukraine are paying the highest price amid the conflict. This weekend, another humanitarian convoy was hit by Russian fire, killing at least 24 people, including 13 children.
Fox's Trey Yingston, Kyiv. It's Nobel Prize week, which will end with the Peace Prize winner. It started with physiology and medicine. A Swedish scientist, the winner, Svante Paabo, honored for his discoveries on human evolution. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
More than 800 people were charged over last year's Capitol riot, but five of them going on trial in Washington face the most serious charges, seditious conspiracy. Opening statements are today in the case against the leader of the Oath Keepers and four associates accused of plotting to use force trying to stop President Biden's election certification in Wisconsin.
Jury selection in the Waukesha County Circuit Court trial for Daryl Brooks begins today. The 40-year-old accused of killing six people and injuring dozens, allegedly driving an SUV through a Christmas parade last year, faces a life sentence if convicted. A judge allowing Brooks to represent himself, finding he suffers from a personality disorder but is mentally competent. Brooks, who faces 77 charges, including six homicide counts, telling the court last month he has his own reasons to represent himself, dismissing his public defender. In June, he changed his not guilty plea to not guilty by reason of mental disease or defect, later withdrawing the insanity defense. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed before a new month and quarter of trading. The Dow and the Nasdaq have both dropped three straight quarters this year. On the NASCAR track, Chase Elliott won a playoff race at Talladega, advancing to the final eight. In the NFL, the Philadelphia Eagles remain the only unbeaten team, now 4-0 after beating Jacksonville. The Las Vegas Raiders won their first game, beating Denver. Houston remains winless, losing to the LA Chargers on Sunday Night Football.
Second and five, Kelce. A little stroll in motion. And Mahomes throws it that way. And there's Kelce to the end. end zone. And right away, Kansas City on the board.
The Chiefs scored early and often as Patrick Mahomes beat Tom Brady in a battle of star quarterbacks on NBC. Kansas City topped Tampa Bay 41-31. In baseball, the San Diego Padres clinched a playoff spot. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.